Therefore, we estimate that this will result in an unfunded increase equal to 67% of the current funding. We support this initiative, and through a combination of state and local funding, are pleased to be able to offer this reduced tuition rate to our National Guard students.
All right. And are there any questions on the updated letter of intent? Are there any questions? Go ahead.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Stephanie, can you decipher a little bit about the intent of that letter and how it pertains to what we're attempting to do here? Is he bringing to light that there's some unfunded expense that they may occur? What was that?
Well, in the budget for fiscal year 17, there was $161,000.
Stephanie, this is Scott Barsley. Could you get a little closer to the phone? I'm really having trouble hearing you.
Sure. Is that better? Maybe?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the,
try it again. I'm not sure.
In the budget for FY17, there was $161,000 set aside for National Guard tuition benefits for the technical institutes. So requiring the technical institute financial aid offices to increase those benefits is not in the FY17, was not accounted for in the 17 budget.
But we've got two different things going on here. The National Guard piece of this, which is what we're talking about, is not necessarily federal, it's state National Guard.
Right.
And we gave them the extra $3 million, and that's what this letter of intent is supposed to do, is that they're supposed to take the additional funding out. Now, they're talking about the federal guys, and that's not anything that we can control.
Ms. Darnell is from the Department of Education. She's in the room today and would like to talk if she could.
Perfect. Go ahead, Ms. Darnell. Go ahead.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Tammy Darnell with the South Dakota Department of Education. And the reason that Mr. Cartney is referencing that federal aid is when I discussed the letters of them, I pointed out that in House Bill 1203, that 33 SDCL 33-6-6 was changed so that students, the federal aid is applied first instead of after the state share or the state tuition reduction. So I indicated that there might be a chance that the federal aid would pick up a little bit more, so it wouldn't be as much of an impact to them fiscally. However, as he's stating here in reply to that comment that I made, that not all of their students are eligible for federal aid and the timelines of when it kicks in. So that's the reason he's talking about the federal aid.
Are there any other questions?
Madam Chair, I don't have a question.
Okay.
Senator Parsley, go first.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I don't have a question, but when it's appropriate, I would like to make a comment.
Okay. Representative Cronin, did you have something? All right. Who is next?
Madam Chair, I guess I had a question about...
Go ahead.
Actually, what the previous message was about doesn't pertain then to our letter of intent at all. Is that correct?
That's my understanding. They're worried about a federal unfunded mandate, but
right.
That's not in the purview of what the benefit we're trying to offer. We're talking about our state National Guard guys.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Any other questions? Hearing none, Senator Parsley, go ahead.
I don't know if you wanted to get this on the table as a motion before I spoke or how you wanted that. Was going to speak sure. Now.
All right. We can do that. Does anybody want to make a motion?
Madam Chair, I move. This is Tiedemann.
Senator Tiedemann. Okay. Seconded by Representative Dryden. Comments on the motion, Senator Tiedemann.
Well, I think that it's fairly self-explanatory. I think that the reason that he's going to the federal funds portion is because that's who reimburses the guardsmen. It's a federal program.
Senator Parsley, did you want to comment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes. Well, I think I do agree that he is speaking to an unfunded federal mandate, but now what we're giving them is an unfunded state mandate. I mean, I'm going to vote for this motion because we need to support our National Guard, but I'm going to just repeat what I said in our last conversation about this issue. And the state legislature voted and the governor signed 1182, which provided $3 million to the tech schools. The state legislature voted and the governor signed 172, which provided $2.7 million per cent to the tech schools, none of which included this state unfunded mandate that we're now going to put on the schools that they're going to take out of what they felt, believed, and I think the legislature believed, was going to be funding for their programs, whether that be new programs, staff salary increases, along with the $3 million. And now we're going to ask them to take a piece of that money to fund something that I believe we should have, as appropriators and as the legislature, funded. Again, I'm going to vote for this because we need to support our National Guard folks, but I do think for, albeit $40,000 per technical institute, I just think we're putting an unfunded mandate on them. And I'm going to stop talking now. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further comments on the motion? All right. Hearing none. Secretary, let's call the roll.
Buell, O'Donnell. Haverly. Heineman.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bordeaux. Dryden.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Ring. Rompkema.
Aye.
Cronin. Peters.
Aye.
Motion carried.
All right, that letter of intent has passed. Moving on now to the next item on the agenda, Bureau of Information and Technology and the lien audit. So, Annie, go ahead. Why don't you kick it off, and we'll kick it over to Jeff.
Good morning, members. Annie Melhoff with the Legislative Research Council. Last night, I reached out to after numerous phone calls from members, I reached out to the NCSL to determine if there were other states that felt that their concerns were going unheard by their state IT departments. And Pam Greenberg responded with numerous pieces of information on possibly a next step for our legislature or JCA. Jeff Melhoff will have the BIT agency. He will analyze that budget from now going forward. And he has reviewed some of the items that Pam Greenberg made available. And maybe he could just run through one specific state that took action in 2015. Do you want to go ahead, Jeff?
Thank you, Annie. Madam Chairman and members of the committee, Jeff Melhoff with the Legislative Research Council. In the email you received, there's a link that's called 2015 IT Legislative Actions, JFO. And within that document, Vermont did three legislative actions in 2015.
Jeff, I don't want to interrupt, but can you get closer to the mic?
Is that better? Vermont in 2015 did three legislative actions, and one of the legislative actions was they set up a formal kind of lien study where they had the executive branch provide a vacant position, and part of this action was they were able to do access to reviews conducted by independent firms. and they allowed this position to have access to all the information from their information technology department, so they could review that information on their own and kind of do hire an independent consultant if they wanted to. And from that legislation, there's going to be a report in January 15th of 2017. So that was one part of the three-piece legislation they did in 2015. And the second part was they formed a special committee on information technology and government. And they tasked this special committee with looking at how do we evaluate governance and management structures within the state's IT systems and IT programs. And they were charged with, you know, looking at the IT's development and management and trying to recommend a model that would best fulfill the legislature's role in overseeing the state's IT system and programs. And they were also looked at recommending specific items for IT systems evaluation. And that report actually came out recently in January 15th of 2016. That report was filed. And within that report, it mentioned specifically that the state should look at doing a formal lean study as part of that committee's recommendation. And the committee was appointed, you know, they had three members appointed, and they were IT professionals from, you know, around the state. Also part of the they actually had several findings this committee did. And some of the findings were that there was disconnects between certain processes within IT projects. And I mean, they have a whole list of findings and recommendations that this special committee did. So that was part two of their three-pronged approach for IT in 2015. And then the third prong they did was an annual report that they required the information technology department to provide every year. It's kind of a five-year plan is what they wanted in this annual report, and updated every year. And part of that is they wanted system performance measures and performance measures for projects. It's kind of similar to what the planning committee is doing right now for all the agencies. And I believe BIT isn't up for planning committee until next summer. But the third prong in the Vermont's legislation was an annual report identifying performance measures and project savings and an analysis of net benefits on certain projects. And that is all from that one document that Vermont did in 2015. Thank you.
All right. Any questions, comments, or concerns? To start. Representative Partridge.
Thank you. I would say, in conjunction with several conversations with Senator Heineman and others on the committee with regard to what we were trying to do, just to back up quick, the idea is that we have just a ballooning budget here with 400 employees that just does not seem to have any sort of performance measures on it or control, and no one knows what they do or how they do it. Are they doing the right thing with the right resources, with the right people at the right time? And I think that's where you just say, okay, there are a bunch of, you know, tech nerds that are doing what they need to do, and all of a sudden you hear stories about eight people showing up for a simple project or whatever. And so the idea was to skip kind of step one and step two that Vermont did there and go right to step three, and that is, here's an amazing process that corporate America has taken on, but also, you know, nonprofit and government's taken on. It's called Lean, and it's something that, you know, we think that BIT could really engage in, because I'm only 2 years into a budget process, but I mean, it seems like I've heard people saying for Bureau of Information Technology, this comes up on a fairly regular basis, if not every year. What the heck are you guys doing, and are you doing it right with the right amount of money? And at the end of the day, no one really knows, and so we approve the budget and move on. So I think that was sort of the intent, was really a desire to be helpful and a desire to say to BIT, you know, there's a process here, you should try to engage in it and try to help us, therefore, engage in some kind of performance measures that might be different than you did 11,412 serviceable hours with this group. Who cares? You know, I mean, I don't know if that's supposed to be good, bad, or indifferent. They just report it and move on. So what we've received back from the Bureau of Information Technology has been anything but amazing. It's been really lacking in any type of strategy or engagement in this. They don't want to do it. They don't think they have to do it. I think they can just wait out turnover and, you know, okay, this is a little cute pet project that the legislature wants us to do, and we'll kind of listen and nod our head, and then, you know, we'll move on, and there'll be new people, and we'll make it through like we always do. And I just kind of, you know, I look at it and I say, it, you know, the department seems to lack leadership. The department seems to have, they don't have the right answers that are high level here for the deployment of capital and people. And I think we're just getting the shove pushback from the Bureau of Information Technology right now, and it's a little frustrating. And yet, at the same time, going back to the original intent was, here's this process out here. SDSU is using it. Dectronics is using it. I'm going to engage Black Hills Corp, you know, who's got a huge IT department, and they're going to help me with some things, you know, and I think others have ideas. And it's like, man, this is a great idea. Can you guys work with this and call them? And we gave them plenty of time, and they just flat out said, basically, no.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Senator Tiedemann, did you have time to talk to Dectronics?
I reached out to her last night, but she must be on vacation. I left a message on her phone. I did visit with Melissa Harriman, who is running the Lean program at Dactronics. And this year, they are moving over and they're going to implement the Lean program within the IT division. She says that this is not unique, what we're experiencing with BIT. They seem to be the most resistant to get on board with the Lean project. And so I was reaching out to find out how things were going with them. She is very interested in either working with us or in helping identify somebody that could assist us in the process of working with BIT. I also reached out to the SDSU librarian who implemented the Lean project in the library a couple years ago, and talks about, you know, the customer satisfaction, a number of things that they measured and the impact and the changes. Because as the library was changing, going from books to more online type things, it just was an amazing process and the impact that they had. The three people that I've talked to here at Brookings all said they'd be interested and willing to meet with BIT administration to help identify where to start. But again, last night I could not get a hold of Melissa.
Any other questions or comments?
Madam Chair, Phyllis Heineman.
Senator Heineman, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I think there's a couple things here. And as I look at Vermont, you know, that the first one, the concept of hiring an independent consultant to conduct an independent review, you know, and I wonder if that's, you know, even as we did that with LRC, you know, sometimes you almost need to have somebody else come in and ask the questions and maybe consider some of the areas that need to be improved. You know, that's an interesting thought. The other thing that I thought with this letter that we're looking at with BIT, we need to ask them something. We need to ask for something very specific regarding this lien, and maybe we require that at the July meeting, they identify some process within their department that they will do a lien study. You know, the lien concept is really very customer centered. In other words, it's how do we add more value for our customers. Now, in most cases, this customer are the state agencies. And, you know, what are the problems associated with BIT right now? Do we even know, you know, we hear thoughts from state agencies, but we maybe really don't have any formal study to say, is the problem the cost? Is the problem the time delay? You know, what are the problems that the customers from BIT are currently having? So I'm not quite sure whether whether we really need somebody to come in and just take an overall look at the BIPs and say, here are the areas that need to be addressed, and here are the areas that the processes that probably need a lean study, or if we just, you know, for the July meeting, just come in and say to BIPs, you identify a process, because we're going to have a lean study. You identify which process you want to have that lean study on. That would almost force them to then consult with the Daktronics of the world or the Bell Brands or South Dakota State or Avera, Stanford, the many companies that are currently using lean. And maybe that's how we get the conversation going. But I think we've almost got to force them to actually identify something within their department that they will use a lean study.
Okay, Representative Anderson.
Well, I wasn't planning on commenting very much other than, you know, I think they need to open their doors so somebody can take a look at them. Things that happen within BIT, and I'm not an IT guy, so take that under consideration. But, you know, just looking at one of the transfers that we're doing, or that they are doing, 811,000 dealing with payroll technology. Payroll is as common can be. It shouldn't take huge amounts of money. And I understand there's a lot of people on the payroll, but the program itself shouldn't be that expensive. If they're going out to buy it, and that's what it appears they're doing, is having to pay now annual subscriptions rather than a perpetual license. But for crying out loud, if we have people in BIT with IT skills, can't they set up a payroll system that is ours, rather than go out and be paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to somebody else to do it? And that's just one little example of at least my frustration with BIT.
All right. Whoever's laughing, you're next.
Well, that is, well, Deb, here. Sorry. So at the July, is Dan, at the July meeting then, we're going to basically force the issue saying we are going to do a lean study?
I think, just kind of laying it out, the way I see this, I see two options. They open up the doors and let us take a peek and do something with lean and start taking off some of the procedures, or we zero-based budget them, or we do both of those. And I'm not opposed to doing a zero-based budget on these guys, because I just think that they're, I really prefer to do the lean audit, because I think they're top-heavy, and I think they don't have enough worker bee that actually knows how this all works. So I'd like to do the lean audit and then zero-based budget them.
Yeah, we're going to need legislation to sort of make them know that we're serious about it. Or are they just going to keep dodging us?
I think we need to have a conversation with the governor or somebody in his staff.
Yeah, that'd help. That'd be a good idea, too.
Madam Chairman?
Go ahead.
This is Senator Heineman again. You mentioned a lean audit, and I wonder if there is such a thing, if there are lean consultants that can come in and just really take a look at the department as a whole and start identifying some of those processes. Because I think that's probably, you know, rather than us trying to determine, we'd like this particular process, you know, done with a lean study. If there were people, if there were consultants out there that actually can do a lean audit, that would be great. And it seems like we already, you know, within appropriations this last year, and Annie had mentioned, too, there is that discretionary fund that if the appropriations committee would request, I would think from the e-board, or I'm not exactly sure what the process is, that if there is somebody out there that can do a lean audit, that maybe we just find the dollars for that lean audit and go ahead with it.
That was kind of my understanding of what we were trying to accomplish, was if we want BIT to come to the table, we want them to do some kind of lean process, whether it's a full-on audit or if we do a couple of studies on a couple of the procedures or processes. But that was the intent, that the money was going to come from that fund and that we were going to have the executive board help us push this with this. I don't know what's going on with the executive board because I'm not on it, but, you know, this is kind of what I thought we were going to have the executive board's backing on doing this.
Madam Chair, I think probably what we need is a formal request, and maybe we need a letter specifically to the executive board telling exactly what it is that we want and presenting that to the e-board, because I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think it's just probably we need to have some kind of a formal request. I don't know if we can do that today or if that needs to come out of our July meeting.
Representative Jensen. Oh, somebody else? Who else?
Madam Chair, I sit on the e-board, and I think Senator Heineman is right on. If we want to pursue this through the authority of the e-board, I think we have to make a presentation on what we want to accomplish on it. The second thing I had a question about, the lien search, is it going to be effective if BIT is not working with them to make available information that they may need to do a thorough search?
Okay, so here's what I'm going to propose, because I thought this was pretty clear a couple months ago. I'm going to ask, since half of the Appropriations Committee is actually on the Executive Board, I'm going to request that you guys that are on the Executive Board put this on the agenda and help us get this done. I don't think we need a presentation. I think, Senator Heineman, you've got enough expertise in this area. I think you know exactly what we need to do in this area. I think you guys have enough background to do something and at least get, and I think with Annie and Jeff and the team, you guys can get this accomplished and get this on your next e-board agenda. But I kind of thought that this was already on your agenda a couple months ago. So I guess I'm a little bit taken aback that the executive board hasn't even addressed this yet. As far as the funding side, because I thought that was part of this, we were walking in tandem together on that side of it. So with that being said, we'll get the e-board on board since half of our members are on the committee. I'm hoping that you guys can help us push this through. And then in July, I'm hopeful then that they come to the table and at least come to the table. And if they don't, you know, we've separated from BIT. They don't control our email anymore, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things that we can do, and we can make some changes without going through a lien audit if we have to. It's just not the preferred method. Any other comments?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Senator Parsley.
Just point of, I guess, schedule here. The e-board doesn't meet again until, I think, it's August 13th.
Is there any way you guys could set up a conference call and do something like this? Because, again, I was under the assumption that this was going to be on your May or June meeting for a discussion because we needed the approval to pay for whomever did the consulting.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
You know, I still think, Madam Chair, we need to be specific. Do we want, are we looking for funding for just a particular one process? Or do we really want, and this is maybe where we need to sit down, some of us need to sit down with some lien experts and really just identify exactly what it is we're asking for. Are we asking for an overall lien audit of BIT, or are we asking just for maybe to come in and do, you know, a single process, like how do you handle agency requests? So, I mean, I
okay.
think we need to...
I get where you're...
We need to
I get where you're coming from.
What we want.
But here's our problem. The lien auditors are consultants. They're not going to come to the table unless we've already approved some expenditure authority to move forward, whether it's an exploratory or a full-on deal. Again, this is something that I thought you all were going to help us with. And so now I'm a little discouraged that this hasn't even been discussed at e-board. So I get you guys need to know something more specific, but the problem is you have to appropriate the dollars to get the contract to start the process. So when we did the consultant for the LRC, when we were on the e-board, we said, all right, we're going to authorize, the executive board said, we're going to authorize the hiring of a consultant, and they're going to come in and tell us what we need to do, and then we approve the contract. You guys need to do that before we can go forward, because we don't have the authority and appropriations to do this. This is why I thought you guys had done this already. Otherwise, it's pointless to spring bid in July to say, hey, we want you to do a lien audit or anything, when we don't even have somebody lined up to do it.
Well, Madam Chair, I'm not defending the e-board, but I'm just saying someone needs to talk to the leadership of the e-board that puts together the agenda.
That's you guys.
And I just think that a letter from the Joint Appropriations Committee identifying what we're doing puts it on the table.
All right.
Madam Chair.
In order to move forward, if that's what the e-board needs, let's get the letter done. But I didn't think we needed an official letter because our membership is on the committee. You guys can have the ability to talk to the leadership of your own committee and put it on the agenda. So if you want a letter, we'll write a letter. Annie and Stephanie and Jeff, write a letter. We'll send it over to the e-board. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, just a suggestion. You know, maybe in our July meeting, we do this with this letter to BIT, is that we do ask them to, you know, we take the letter that Stephanie has created. We also ask them to identify maybe one of their areas, you know, maybe one of their customer problems, maybe one of their areas that they do have a challenge with that would benefit from a lien study. They come to us in July with that, and what we would do with that letter is also CC the executive board with that same letter, so that once BIT then comes before us in July, they've identified an area that definitely needs consideration, needs study. We then, in our August meeting, have that letter. We have BIT's response. We can then easily, you know, talk to the rest of the e-board about this and get the funds okay.
Senator Heineman, did you read the letter that BIT already sent us in regards to this issue?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I might suggest that Stephanie and I and Mr. Melhoff can put together a letter. I think the targeted area for what Senator Heineman's talking about is really the development, the BIT development budget. I forget if that's, you know, like it's one of their first pages in the budget, 0131 or whatever that is, where they're all their guys doing software development and this development and that development. And it was just interesting when talking to BIT, because they hold some responsibility for this situation here too. Because you are right, Madam Chair, with regard to the fact that we were expecting to have a couple pieces in place. Really, one of them was BIT, and BIT was supposed to go and talk with, you know, folks at SDSU and Dectronix and come back with an area that they could do. We had kind of really asked them to do this already, that Senator Heineman, you described very well. And so I think it's kind of elevated to the next level of, okay, we'll decide then for you what we want. And I think the want is just looking at the budget. The biggest part of the budget is that development budget, and it's got the most people, and it's got the most question marks. And in talking with, what's his name, Edelman or whatever, that guy that talks a lot that doesn't run the department, he kind of says things that are really at a technician-type level and project level. And I just kind of told him, I said, you know, if we were building a house, where do you see yourself? You know, are you kind of master carpenter? Because I'm sort of out in the trailer looking at blueprints and talking about the whole thing. That's the level I'm at. And you're not there, I told him. I said, you're just, you I love what you do, and it's great, but you're trying to talk at this level, and you're just not there. And it really highlighted the need for this lien. And I think the development area would be the place that we could target and send a letter to e-board and kind of get some specifics, and we can work on that if that's okay with the group.
I think that's fine. But let's have the deadline. And I know we're coming into the July 4th holiday, but with July 22nd just seriously right around the corner, I want a result. I want something tangible by July because we're running out of time to get anything meaningful done for the next budget cycle.
Well, with the exception of starting with zero with them.
Right. So I guess let's do the letter. Let's request a response, and that when they come before us in July, they have a response to this. And then the executive board members, I'm going to request that you start talking to your members on executive board. If you don't have a meeting until August, at least so this is not catching your other members off guard, because I'm pretty sure that we've tasked you with, in March, talking to the executive board to get this moving on your end. We would move it on our end, and we would move jointly over the summer to get something tangible for the next budget cycle. Now, remember that they start their budget cycle in August. So we're running out of time to have anything meaningful done before January. So with that said, if Representative Partridge, you work with Annie and Jeff and get something put together as far as a letter. But the problem is you're going to need to have the responses back from FIT before July. And then we're going to have to be able to move forward with some decision-making capability in July. And the e-board members, you're going to have to start talking with your members to get this on the front runner. So in August, in the middle of August at your meeting, this is done and moved forward and paid for. Is that clear?
It's clear.
Anybody have any questions?
Madam Chair?
Senator Tiedemann.
Yes. What I will do, I will also contact Commissioner Zelnowski, who was supposed to come to Brookings in sometime in April to meet with the three people that I had lined up. And since his phone line doesn't work from Pier to Brookings, I'll go reverse and ask him when he's coming.
I think that would be a great idea. So I think until we can get our executive board in line with where we're at, we're going to be stuck in the water. So it's going to be up to you guys on the Appropriations Committee that also serve on the executive board to kind of help row this boat in this direction, understanding that we still don't have the authority to hire somebody to come in and do the lien audit or a lien process review or whatever you want to call it. But you still have to have its approval before we can mandate that somebody get it done. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Does make sense.
So,
yep.
All right. So we'll our steps going forward, Representative Partridge, you are tasked with working with Annie and Jeff to get the letter. Cronin and I will work with you on that. And then, Tiedemann, you're going to set up a meeting with Zelnowski with your three people and executive board members. You're in task with talking with your members and getting this on the radar, getting them to work on it. And Annie, can you help us with the director and see if you can set up a teleconference just to maybe do a briefing with their members?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Is there any other questions, comments, or concerns on doing this approach?
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
This is Representative Hunoff. Well, then, at the July meeting, will we have an update on every of the tasks that you've assigned out so we know what the process and progress has been?
I am hopeful that we will have an update within the next couple of weeks and that we have an actual plan of attack ready to go in July. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Now, are we still sending a letter then to BIT as well for the July meeting?
That is the letter that is going to be worked on by Representative Partridge and Annie and Jeff.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chairman?
Go ahead.
Well, will you be talking to the chairman of the, or joint chairmen of the e-board to bring them up to speed of what's going on, too?
That is going to be up to the members on our committee to talk to their committee. We will work through our side of it, but, I mean, obviously, I was hoping that we'd have this conversation already. So I've tasked the e-board members on appropriations to talk to the committee, whether it's the leadership on the committee and the rest of the members on what's going on. I will also have conversations with a few of those folks as well.
Okay.
But they will also be CC'd on the letter that is going to be drafted to BIT.
Very good.
Any other questions?
Madam Chair.
Sure.
All right. Dryden?
Go ahead. Yes.
Oh, it wasn't one of you that there.
What do you
jump in?
I want to follow up when there's a break here. Just for continuity here, I want to talk a little bit about what our charges are. And I have to disagree with you that there was a distinct line established here that the committee members from our appropriations were to go to BIT. So I'll have that discussion with you directly. But I still say you have to have a letter or some type of document that we can bring to the e-board that lays out what you want to have the e-board do. So
we're working on that,
five different
Senator
letters,
White.
Five,
we're working on it.
Finished, Madam Chair. I haven't given up the floor yet. We can't have five different variations of what's coming or expected of this. So if you can just give us some guidance, we're more than happy to do this. It's just that I never understood from the word go that we were challenged to bring this specific message to the board. We'll do it. Don't worry about it. We'll
okay.
do it.
We will
we
get
need guidance.
It. We'll get it.
Okay. Thank you.
If I would have known you guys needed that, I would have done it 3 months ago. My understanding with the shakings of the head in March was that you guys were going to do this. It's not a big deal. We'll move forward. We'll get it all done. Now, we'll get a letter. It's going to be CC'd to BIT. You all are going to get a copy of it when it's all said and done, and it's going to have direct process, step by step,
right.
line by line, for everybody to move, have action items. Now, who's next?
Madam Chair, Anderson here. I guess I would still suggest that maybe the committee chairs or somebody have a conversation with second floor at some level, whether that's BFM or somebody in the governor's office. You know, BIT is operated under the direction of the executive branch. We fund them, but they're managed by the executive branch, and I think that conversation needs to happen as well.
Absolutely. We'll do it. Anything else? All right. Are there any other questions or comments? All right. Seeing none, is there anything else to come before on our agenda? All right. Seeing none, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Got a motion by Senator Tiedemann, seconded by Representative Dryden. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. We're adjourned.